What's up, everybody? Welcome to JT's Las Vegas podcast. Today we're tackling three different subjects. We have the Georgia school shooting, the Paralympics weightlifting going on, and finally, China's water trend where they're promising baby boys. Now let's get it.
So first things first, guys, you know, we had another school shooting in Georgia, and of course, the FBI knew about the kid, man. In any case, nothing's a surprise. There's always a trail of suspicious activity and signs that, you know, people are gonna do shit. And usually, when it comes to just tragic losses and changing the laws of fucking our own country, the FBI is usually behind that. You know, if there's any freedom fighters, if there's anyone making a real difference, the FBI is going to get involved and, you know, let that shit happen or do it themselves. But, you know, they're going to start talking about, you know, just all the gun violence in the schools, and they're like, oh, this is the deadliest one in Georgia this year. Bro, I remember when I was in high school, I just prayed every day. I was like, please don't let this day someone just don't bring their fucking dad's shotgun to school and start fucking cleaning out the hallways. But that's a sad fact of reality, is like, bro, beware of your nearest exit. Every single fucking room you go in. And some people, what about the guys where you're like, you enter a restaurant and you're just like, hey, change me seats. I just refuse to have my back to the door. Take it easy there, fella. But, you know, some people, like, I kind of turned myself into one of those people. I'm like, never try to have your back towards an exit. Know where that nearest exit is. Always have weapons on you. But, you know, basically just turn into a scared schizophrenic. Everyone is as they get older, because the FBI is just allowing shit to happen. But, yeah, I guess this kid's 14 years old, dude. Fucking took his dad's straps. And now everyone's going to be like, hey, they're coming for our fucking guns. Bro, keep your shit locked up. Keep your shit locked the fuck up, dude. Because me and my cousin back in the day, we used to get into the gun case. Never killed ourselves, but closest we got is we started throwing bolts at the wall to try to get him to explode. You ever throw a bullet at a wall and just turn around and sprint? A couple times we saw some sparks. We were like, bro, we almost fucking blew up the fucking wall, dude. But that's neither here nor there. But pay attention to everything around you. If you see someone fucking suspicious, like, I always think of the video where there was some shooting, school shooting, and this kid fucking had his back around the corner and he just fucking attacked the gunman's hands. Got the fucking gun, dude. But just try to be aware, dude, because shit's a buck wild out there. And then shout out to the powerlifting Paralympics. If you guys haven't seen this, this will make you feel just like you can accomplish anything. Hey, are these little freaks just punking me right now? If you want to see full retard strength, the Paralympics is where it's at. These little homies, no legs, all arms. Triceps on fucking soul. And you know me, I don't have the biggest chest. I've always tried to get the fucking, you know, the Hulkamania shit, but the mental strength, people don't realize, like, there's a mental fucking connection with mind and body. Because the fat fucks out there just are like, yeah, like, I can do that, but I choose not to. It's like, no, you have a weak mind. And that's where these people come into effect, man. I saw this Chinese chick take gold. Glasses thicker than a fucking than a book. Shirdy was out there just fucking repping. And everything's in kilograms, though. Like, it's a shame that the rest of the world is on kilograms and shit, and the U.S. is on pounds, because I don't know what the fuck they're lifting. Because those... And you know how they have the... Just kilograms confuse me, dude, so shout out to them, but... These no-leg motherfuckers, bro. Basically, though, these Paralympic powerlifters look no different than any Gold's Gym or any gym you go into, because all of them are skipping leg day. They're just like, shout out to these fucking... At least they have an excuse to skip leg day. But, dude, and it's fucked up too, because like, some of them, their legs are straight, and the other ones, their legs are like crossed and shit. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, I guess whatever position your useless legs work in. But man, it was impressive to see these half-bodied little homies just lifting more than you and your homies could ever lift, dude. And it's like, you know how they say that there's such thing as superhuman strength? Like when a mother sees like a car fall on her baby, she could fucking lift that shit. I think these retards have a little bit of that in them, dude. A little bit of that superhuman. They could tap into that next realm of fucking psychic energy, dude. Almost levitate. It's called the chi. If you connect with your chi and you have your good core strength, because I've been seeing dudes levitate lately, and I'm like, dude, that's nothing but core strength right there, dude. But just shout out to the fucking people out there in the Paralympics, you know, just being inclusive with their shit and representing their nations and shit, dude. That's just a beautiful thing. Because I'm like, these people could choose to like just be all messed up at the house with no legs, but they're like, nah, I'm gonna be a world champion. Meanwhile, the rest of us are just like fucking complaining about shit, dude. So immediately after this, I'm gonna rep like some in-kind push-ups for the boys and girls out there in the fucking Paralympic world. And then one of my favorite stories I've seen lately is China. Shout out to the Trump dog. But you know, this is very similar to our biblical our Southern Bible Belt. The shoppers in China are buying water, so they finally got the message, dude. They're like, they advertise this, if you fucking buy this certain brand of water, your percentage of having a boy go up fucking tenfold. So what do you think happened? All the ladies started fucking just avalanching towards the fucking water aisle, dude, and they were just fucking, there's just riots for this water. And I'm like, you guys just barely figured out the water hustle, dude. The water hustle here has been fucking going on for years. We're like, drink this holy water, we'll send it to you in an envelope, it'll be about 2 ounces of holy water and you're fucking good to go. But man, that's just messed up. These people preying on, you know, just what people want, what they can't have. Like, if you can't have a son, that's okay. But they look at that in China like, hey, that's the breadwinner. That's the person who passes the surname on. That's the person who takes care of the elderly. If you live in a rural area, that's the person who does all the hard labor. Unless you're Mulan. Mulan was a fucking soldier, dude. And she turned into the first, you know, transgender. Disney planted the first transgender with Mulan back in the day. But China also got rid of the one child policy like in 2015. At least that's what they said. Everything they say you have to take with a grain of rice. Because China is fucking liars, dude. They don't let their information out like America. We're just like, hey, putting our balls on the table. You guys fucking measure it out. They lie about everything, dude. They're just a big scam company. They're literally like, hey, we fucking landed on the moon, but we don't have pictures. Same shit with us, though. But like we're saying, we started our scam back in the 50s, 40s. These retards are just picking it up now. But they're not retarded. They're fucking just scam artists. The government. But their people are dope. Shout out to the people out there. And just, like, it doesn't matter the gender of your child. You just gotta take care of that little fucking animal. Make that thing blossom and take care of you when you're older. But yeah, I encourage you guys to, like, have these discussions, you know, like, what do you think about the Paralympics? What motivates you? Would you buy water that fucking sent you to heaven? But, like, you know, all you need is yourself and your family, dude.
Thanks for watching. Please tell me what you guys think in the comments. Like, subscribe. That was JT, Las Vegas Podcast. One time for the one time. We done, son.